and buying time, killing people next in line. Lower classes, social slime, they don't matter. Genocide, sick from water, sick from air. Making money, they don't care. Caesar shit, force of air. Fuck them back, it's only for they war. They shoot, they kill, they massacre, from rain. They burn the kids, no one makes gun. Trees, lie to your face, fight. Buying time, killing people next in line. Lower classes, social slot, they don't matter. Genocide, sick from water, sick from air. Making money, they don't care. See their shit, force a bear. Fuck them back, that's only fair. They bomb, they shoot, they kill. They massacre from rain, they burn. The kids, no more things. Turn trees, lie to your face. Fight and die, cause God forgives. Yeah.
Welcome to the show. This is Rock the Boat Radio right here on UCY.TV. I'm your host, Ron Stevens, and we will be doing this for the next hour. Today is what? What day is this? What day is this? 4th of July. Oh, 4th of July. That's American 4th of July. I got a video I can put in for you guys that we shot on the 4th of July some years back. Which I'm, as soon as I track it down, I will track it down. I'll stuff it in the chat. And, I shot some photographs on July the 4th. I'm not sure what year it was, 2008, somewhere in there, but, it really brings out the spirit of the celebration. I'll put that in a bit. This is a rather disturbing story. It's not unexpected because it has something to do with the Pope. And it says here, the Pope's hospital puts children at risk as it chased prophets. The secret three-month investigation early 2014 gathered testimony and documentation from dozens of current and former staff members and confirmed that the mission of the Pope's hospital has been lost. And was today more aimed at profit than on caring for children. And this is a long bitch of article, excuse my language, but everything is monetized. I mean, figure it out, folks. You know, everything has been monetized. And everything is for profit. And that includes children. And they've monetized. You can't even get a drink of water without paying for it. How ridiculous is that? But there is some really bad accusations in this particular article about how children in the Pope's hospital, because there's no the only value on the life of a man, woman, or child is how much you can extract from it. That's the only, it's only worth we have is just what can they extract from us? They feed on us. And we need somehow to stop them feeding on us because they're like blood suckers or vampires or whatever you want to call them. But these people that put themselves up as the ones who care are the ones who don't care. They're just chasing cash. That's all, plain and simple. So Yeah, it's a pretty sad story. You know, I'm in a little town here in southern Ontario, and I was having a discussion with some people the other day, or a week or two ago, maybe. They're not too past future anyway, or past tense. And just five or six of us sitting around talking, and the general consensus, if that's what you want to use that word, I hate that word with a passion, but it seems to be the go word nowadays. But the consensus among the people I was talking to is that our hospitals have been basically turned into, when the opportunity arises, killing machines. The stories coming out of our hospital are getting bad, man. People going in for simple procedures and not coming out, especially old people. The old people are scared to death of our hospital now because they've used up their asset part of their life, and now they're a liability. They cost, and it's hard to extract that way. So they're most definitely whacking old people. And that's a given. I even talked to healthcare workers who at first didn't agree with me. This is some years ago, but now they do agree with me that something very nefarious is going on in our healthcare system. So the Pope, you know, he don't want to be left out, you know, no how. According to this article, anyways, it's corrupt. This hospital is most definitely corrupt. And I'm surprised the story is really in here, but there's even one guy in here who was mad or something because I don't know if he got fired or whatever, but he was charged at some point for messing with children, not in the medical sense, just messing with children. But this is a very, very long article. And, you know, these people, they're satanic. And I don't know how they got away with this long. I mean, I really don't get how they got away with it this long, other than they own the media. Other than that, you know, they dress up this guy in funny robes and call him the Pope. And everybody goes, oh, the Pope said. So the Vatican, this is at the bottom, near the bottom. It says, corruption doesn't just arrive one day. No, it slides in slowly. Today there's a tip, tomorrow a bribe, he said. Slowly, without realizing it, you end up with corruption. The Vatican never released a transcript of what he said at the session, which AP filmed. Francis concluded that the denunciation of how healthcare industry as a whole deceives the sick and how the Pope's hospital must resist the temptation going forward. Sinners, ? Yes, we're all sinners, all of us. But corrupt, ? Never. Coming from the Vatican. Which is rather humorous coming from the Vatican. Not corrupt. Now, this is another problem. I'm going to put this in the chat, but I saw this story and haven't looked at it yet, but this is another problem we got here with the so-called justice system, which has, of course, nothing to do with justice. It's just about us, meaning them. How much can they extract from you know, one of these days I'm going to go back into tango here and get a new name in here, because I had a name in here, but somehow or another it doesn't seem to work anymore. So I have to do this as a temporary name, and then when I post later, it comes up anonymous. So, you know, what are you going to do? Someday I'll have to take some time and fix that, I suppose. But anyways, another story here from the same paper, and I find this one more annoying than even the Pope story. Here's a judge. Judge tells Ontario woman who has sued dozens she is no longer welcome in court. Athena Rees has been declared a vexatious litigant by court over her barrage of frivolous lawsuits. It won't be easy for Rees to drag another person before a judge. The one-time beauty queen has been declared a vexatious litigant for repeatedly abusing Ontario courts with frivolous lawsuits. The rare designation means she cannot continue or begin any new cases in any level of court in Ontario without first getting permission from a judge. Rise is appealing the May 31st order by Justice Paul Perrell, restricting her access to the courts. Ontario Attorney General had requested Rise be declared vexatious, saying in court application that her barrage of lawsuits and court motions are a frivolous abuse of the court's process and a waste of judicial and public resources. Well, the vast majority of the cases brought forward by the Crown would be class vexatious, based on nothing but trying to extract cash. Now, I don't know exactly what this lady's done. A 2016 Star investigation found Rise has sued at least 30 people, companies, and organizations since 2011 in Toronto. She has targeted successful men she had relationships with, a school board, bank employees, a pawn shop, a dry cleaning business, lawyers who have opposed her in the courtroom, and a complete stranger. I don't see any problem with this so far. Rise, who attended law school but is not licensed to practice law, has used her legal knowledge to drag out proceedings and aggravate the people she has pulled into court, the story is a Star found. She has a long history of defending herself, often successfully, against criminal charges, including fraudulent impersonation. That charge was thrown in January after Rise agreed to a peace bond and not to use in any way the name Allison Rees. The new order does not prevent her from defending herself in court against criminal charges. Now, you want vexatious litigation. You know, I would put forward to the Ontario courts one Michael Schmidt, who has been dragged in and out of court for 23, 24 years now, over and over and over and over again, in their attempt to destroy him, when in fact he has never harmed anybody, ever. But you see, the courts, they like it their way. They don't like you coming at them. They like to come at you. You know, you get a speeding ticket for going down the highway, just you and that's it, and a cruiser pulls you over. That's vexatious litigation, as far as I'm concerned. That charge has never been laid. Oh, well, you know, you broke the law. Well, apparently this broad knows what she's talking about, because she took your law courses. So you don't like that she's doing to you what you're doing to everybody else. You know, this is what happens. You know, a lot of people that try to take a cop to court, or a crown to court, or a judge to court, or a politician to court, these people are basically totally unaccountable. And if you do get them into court, then the Crown will usually throw it out, saying it's not in the public interest. But they will drag people. You go to any courthouse, what you will find at the courthouse, for the most part, like in the 99% range of those who are in the courts, are those who have really not caused anybody any harm and are not of what you would call the upper echelon of the communities. These are the poorest of the poor. These are the people that the police go after. They don't go after the judges and that. So, you know, hats off to Athea Reese, the Rise. Good job. You just keep beating on them. I'm going to try and track her down, because I would like her to bring some criminal charges together on my behalf, because I've tried and tried and tried. And, you know, as my real estate lawyer said, when they're trying to throw us, when they're trying to steal our house, you know, I said, yeah, I rattled a few cages. And my lawyer says, Ron, there isn't a cattle, there is not a cage you haven't rattled. Well, I might be rattling the cages, but I ain't breaking any laws. All I'm trying to do is bring the truth forward. They don't seem to like it. And imagine what this woman's probably trying to do, too, is stick it to some people that have been bothering her or she knows are crooked. And so they say, well, now you can't bring anything to court. So maybe I'll try and get a hold of her, because, you know, I went to the last litigation lawyer I sat in front of. He just looked at me and he said, Ron, I can't help you. Write the book. You know, and it's a weird set of circumstances, because I did have that OPP officer tell me that he was signing my paperwork for to run the 207 provincial election, because he believed I had it in me to make this a better place, i.e. the municipality, and in turn, the country. But he's, you know, he's not going to step out of his car and go rah, 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 because, well, he's pulling 100 grand plus for writing stupid tickets. And that all goes back to being afraid to bite the hand that feeds you, even though you know what's going on is bringing us all down. You know, that litigation lawyer, he knows exactly what the hell is going down. But he's been told not to help me. No how, no way. Right? And so, you know, we continue to get beat up. But that's okay. We can deal with it. So I think I'll try and get a hold of her and see what we can find out. Now, I looked in the chat before the show, and I couldn't find any reference to Jules, the creator, administrator, owner of UCY.TV. And so, you know, I'm hoping she's doing okay. I saw some stuff the other day where she was chatting in the chat, you know, discussing some stuff. And she sounded pretty upbeat. So I hope everything's going well for her. I was kind of hoping to see something in the chat. I scrolled way, way back, but didn't come up with anything. So she is doing just fine. Let's see. What else we got cooking here? Where was I? No, I saw a article last night. Let me back this up one. This is what you call corruption, eh? So He's the New Jersey governor, Chris Christie, got blistered on Monday, online Monday, after he was photographed sunning himself on a New Jersey beach that he had closed to the public over the July 4th weekend because of a government shutdown. How's that for corruption, right? So he shuts the beach down, and then him and his family and his friends go enjoy the beach. And the rest of the people can't enjoy the beach. I mean, this is borders on, building a gallows down on the beach. But he don't care because he ain't running again. So he do whatever the hell he wants. This is what I'm talking about, unaccountable. Okay, if you or I went and closed off a beach and told everybody they couldn't come to the beach because we were using it, we would be arrested instantly. But there's the governor of New Jersey, not so much. You know, he there's a whole big beach, and huge beach here, and it's nice and sunny and warm. And I will put this in chat, man. Go through, look at these pictures. Just this huge beach and just this little group of people are on the beach because you closed the beach. And we're going to use it. And happy 4th of July, but you can't have it. You can't use it. Just keeps getting more bizarre. More and more bizarre all the time. Now, I did see another story here from Canada that, if I can find this thing again, this is a crazy story, I think. Where did I find that damn thing? Maybe it wasn't in this one. Let's see. Find me another paper here. Let me look quick. Must be in a different paper here. Let me see if I can find it in this paper. Okay, here's a job opportunity for somebody. I just got a notice here. It says, I need another shingler in the morning. What time can you show up? Well, I can't because I'm sick as a dog right now. I wasn't even going to do the show tonight. I don't feel good. I got no energy. I'm tired. Yeah, I think I'm live. I'm not really alive. I feel pretty crappy. The show's live. So the word's out. Anybody anywhere near Kingston, Ontario, or within driving or flying distance to Kingston, Ontario, you know how to shingle, which just proves only real Canadians know how to shingle, right? Most Canadians don't know how to shingle, so there's very few real Canadians out there. But if you are a real Canadian or a real American, or you want to fly in from Europe and you know how to shingle, then slide on down to Kingston, Ontario, or hook up with Duck, because he's looking for somebody to beat some shingles onto a building. So I'm an employment agency now too. Which is fine with me. I saw an article. Let me see if I can dig this damn thing out. I saw an article. Oh, maybe it's here. Ottawa set to pay Omar Khadr. Khadr? Hey, Khadr. Khadr didn't make that kind of money. Anyways, Ottawa set to pay $10.5 million to Omar Khadr, I guess. government sources say. He looks pretty happy, too. The government source has confirmed those to our Communist Broadcasting Corporation news service that Ottawa will apologize and pay $10.5 million in compensation to former Guantanamo Bay prisoner Omar Khadr as part of a settlement of a civil lawsuit alleging the government violated international law and conspired with the United States in the wrongful imprisonment and abuse of Omar. And so that's $10.5 million, Mr. and Mrs. Canada, that's coming out of your pocket. And did I say your water bill, your hydro bill, and your taxes are going up at the same time? Oh, and so are the interest rates. But hey, you can feel some sort of happiness because while you're going broke, Omar is going to party hardy on your dollar. 10.5 mil is what he's going to get. And that should buy lots of guns and whatnot. Now here's Mary said everything's been monetized. Okay. So we got this big thing going up here in Canada now that you can sign up to get killed. And which kind of kills me because this one lady's got, what did she get? 8 life sentences or something? Because she whacked some old folks in the homes. And so she just, it's like the weed business, right? Once the government's got control of it, you know, it's about making money and controlling it. But they legislated, so they got control of it, so you can't do what they do. You're not licensed to kill people, but they are. You can actually sign up to have them kill you. But if you're killed by somebody other than them, then, well, you're going to do some serious jail time. But for those that are licensed to kill you, you can sign up to be killed. That's a pretty sweet deal. It's the same as the weed business. These people think that when they legalize weed that, oh boy, it'll be legal. No, not for you, you twit. I've been saying that since, God, I've been a long, long time. You know, we want weed legalized. They go, fine, we'll legalize it. We legislate it. We control it. And if we catch you cutting in on our business, you see, because it's legal for us, but it still ain't legal for you, okay? So we're going to really stomp out the independent growers because now we've got control of the business. And if you're doing business and you're not licensed by us, then you're going to jail, buddy. This is how it works. Government don't like competition. They like to get control of stuff and then shut everybody down. Anyways, this is really making doctors in British Columbia nuts. You know, they're going, geez, this is a great idea. We stuff a needle in somebody's arm and they die. Just like if you take your sick pet to the doctor, to the vet. And so your pet, you can't be saved. Fine. They put a needle in, they charge you $100 or whatever. And that's that. It's not a big deal. It's a needle. But the low fees have BC doctors thinking twice about providing assisted dying. Oh, it used to be assisted suicide. Now they took that word out. It's like global warming and climate change, right? It's assisted dying now. It used to be assisted suicide. We're being paid 50% of what we would doing routine office work. So it's difficult to justify continuing. Medically assisted dying has been legal in Canada for over a year, but one BC doctor says he can no longer afford to offer the service because the costs involved are much greater than the $200 payout from the provincial medical services plan. In a letter, Dr. Piewaczuk calls the situation economically untenable while outlining a number of steps a physician must follow in the medical assistance in dying procedure. So there's not enough cash. You see, you thought the health system and the medical system was about, well, your health and compassion and all those wonderful things. But over at the Pope Hospital, it's about money. And it seems over here, even if you're in a great deal of pain and you're on the terminal list, you still ain't going to get it, because there's a $250,000 duck just entered the room. Have I got you there? I can't really hear you.
You have me.
Well, what? It's like a freaking virus.
There's a few people I could kill for like less than $100.
Yeah. I mean, it's.
And I would like to do it.
Well, you can't, because you don't have a license.
Oh, that's right.
Right, you got to be licensed to do all these things. You know. You just need a license.
Yeah, you're talking about that license thing. I got a friend, I think I mentioned to you, that's dying in the hospital. And I put him on to Rick Simpson's weed oil. And he had no choice, but he had to get up to 26%. And I guess he's getting it through the government. So he's getting GMO weed, I think. But at this point, he says it's better than nothing, and he is actually stabilizing now.
Really?
I just thought that was a good news story I should tell you.
Yeah, because you told me that he just had a few days to live, right? A couple, three days or whatever.
Yep, he's been on the news, stabilized now.
Well, maybe I ought to get some of that stuff, because I feel absolutely crappy, man. I don't know what the hell's going on. I feel just like junk. My energy level's in the toilet. And, you know, I was trying to read something yesterday, kept falling asleep. I just keep falling asleep. What the hell is going on?
Old timers.
Well, it's really weird. I went down to get a coffee last night, and there's a guy in a wheelchair in the lineup, and I make my coffee, and my ex-brother-in-law, he's in one of those four-wheel cart things, you know, that the old people drive around in, but he's got a disintegrating spine or something, and some other problems. So here I'm looking at my ex-brother-in-law, and this other guy who I don't really recall him, doesn't look very good. He's in a wheelchair, and apparently he knows me from back when we were teenagers and that. And I'm looking at these two guys going, damn, they're both a year or so younger than me. And I'm going, damn. So we're outside shooting the shit, you know, and did you hear so-and-so died? And this guy's telling me his sister just died, and this one died, and that one died, and this one died. And I go, oh, I don't want to hear this shit. So, you know, and we got to talk about some of the doctors around here, and they all agree that the doctor who used to be a federal MP, right? Dr. Gary Gerben, if you're listening, you creep, is actually in the business of helping to get rid of people. He helped to do in my father-in-law. But then you got to trust him, right? He's a doctor and an ex-MP, right? You know, so that's a very trustworthy man. Not. I'm glad to hear, your buddy there's, at least stabilizing, because when you were telling me about it, it didn't sound even close to good.
Oh yeah. 2 days. They guessed 2 days. And then as soon as I told them, we got some, I guess what the government calls illegal.
Yeah.
THC weed oil for them.
Yeah.
And it was, but it wasn't as strong enough as he needs. Like Rick Simpson will tell you that story.
Yeah. Right? You got to hype it up. Yeah.
But it stopped the digression. And then now he's got 27% THC in his weed oil, but he had to get it through the government, but he got it somehow through a friend of a friend. And it's working. I mean, at least he stabilized. And he said, you know, the hell with it. The GMO weed was working for me right now. I don't got time to play games, you know.
Yeah.
And so, you know, he's doing it. And, no, he's stabilized. I just talked with Ray, my boss.
Uh-huh.
And he said he's stabilized right now at this point. He's stabilized. He's not digressing. He's not... everything is stopped. Like he's not going to die, but you know, we're trying to work on getting some better quality weed for him, obviously.
But see, isn't this amazing, eh? Here's a guy who's got a couple of days to go and now he's stabilized. Hopefully he makes it. But you know, this is not the normal pharmaceutical route that he's taken. You know, they took the normal pharmaceutical route and it ain't working. The same thing with my father-in-law. You know, I went and got that liquid non-pasteurized yogurt. They couldn't stabilize my father-in-law no how. They couldn't kill that C. diff that was in his system. And just luckily, I would have never been able to take it into this hospital, but they were in a home at the time, and I wouldn't have been able to bring it into what you call a corporate franchise home. But the home that he was in was a country home, and it was all basically farm women working there. And, you know, when I came in, I said, I got this stuff. And they said, well, if you think it'll work, give it to us, because we're beside ourselves. We don't know what to do now, right? And he was fixed so fast. They were absolutely astonished how fast it fixed him. Right. And you're telling me that your friend there has got 2 days and then you get the weed oil into him and now he's stabilizing. It's brilliant, you know, but, I mean, everything's so freaking controlled.
Well, you're talking about your father-in-law,
my father-in-law.
Yeah. Well, my grandfather,
he's not with us any longer, but.
Well, neither is my grandfather, but he lived with me.
Yeah.
And we had this doctor. I call him the doctor of death.
Well, that's what we call it, Gerben.
He was so kind, he made house visits. And he said, oh, he's got to have a flu shot. He's got to have an pneumonia. And then one night, at 3 o'clock in the morning, my grandfather started puking up his own bowel. And this is just at, like, a... 2 days, 3 days, whatever it was, I can't remember, after getting all these injections. And just before that, he got radiated at the hospital for a cancer they said he had. And no chemo. We didn't do the chemo. At least I was smart enough at that time to not do that, go that route. But he did that. And then I realized when he was in the hospital, when the doctor, there wasn't even a doctor. They had one doctor in the hospital, and this is in a town of 130,000 people, right?
Yeah.
They had one doctor, and he was busy in ER fixing, you know, broken fingernails and people with coughs, and so they sent up an intern to deal with a guy that was dying in his hospital bed. And they just let him die. He got euthanized is what happened.
Yeah, I know. I remember way back in the early 70s when they had all these, you know, the doctor shows and the police shows came out all at once. That was all that seemed to be on TV. And you wouldn't remember that because you're too young. But there was one movie that came out, a made-for-TV movie, and it's exactly that. This doctor used to make house calls, and he carried his syringes with him, right? And these people would, shortly after his visit, die. And, you know, his thing was that he was the good guy, right? The Dr. Death, right? And so they play that stuff, and then eventually we are where we are now. I don't know when they changed it from assisted dying, because it was all the time assisted suicide. And all of a sudden it's assisted dying.
The climate is a changing.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, this guy should get his kids taken away. Parent fights to omit gender on BC child's birth certificate. A judicial review is part of a broader effort not to include gender on any government documents. So, I got this parent here who I'm raising her daughter Searly, or however the frig you would pronounce that, in such a way that until they have the sense of self and command of vocabulary to tell me who they are, I'm recognizing them as a baby and trying to give them all the love and support to the whole person that they can be outside of the restrictions that come with the boy-girl box.
Oh, that's sweet.
Says the province is refusing to issue the kid a birth certificate with no gender on it, although last month the province did acquiesce to and send out the child's health card with a U for gender, presumably for undetermined or unassigned, so they could access medical services. This is absolutely a non-binary baby here. You know, baby's born, right? It's either got something dangling between his legs or it don't, right? And it's either a boy or a girl. It's not a you, right? You know, it's not a nothing.
It's a cis something.
You know, so that when the child is old enough, it can decide for itself what it is. No, it can't. It is what it is, right? This crap's making me nuts. Absolutely making me nuts.
Well, I'll go back to that. I sent you the photo because we talk about incrementalism, right?
Yeah.
I sent you a photo with a drag queen wearing all red on Canada Day.
Yeah. I saw. Yeah.
Canadian flag, and then he's got a big smile on his face, and there's a drag queen. You can tell he's an ugly one to boot.
Yeah, most of them are.
You know, I'm thinking, okay, so now that's going to be forever ingrained in our minds. So this is what we call incrementalism.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's I call it osmosis, right?
Canada now. We got a bunch of drag queens, you know.
Well, they're reading stories to little, you know, grade school and before school kids in all the libraries across the country now. They're in the schools now. And the little kids don't have a clue, and they're taught that it's fun and normal and yay, you know, and, I don't know, man, it's not good.
Yeah. We'll sign the petition.
So we'll sign a petition. I don't sign freaking petitions. That freaks me out. I signed a petition. I'm happy for you, right? You know, and what is this said petition going to do? Change something, right? You know, but you know, we need. I was reading some stuff last night. I was going through the Queen again last night and all this stuff and Divine Right of Kings and whatnot, and you know, I already know all this stuff. But I mean, it was Henry VIII who basically told the Romans or the Catholics. Roman Catholics to piss off, right? Basically ban them as they should be banned everywhere. And then he got taken down and got kind of bitch slapped. And so, you know, the oath the Queen takes, defender of the faith, is actually defender of the Roman Catholic faith, right? Which is not a good faith to be dealing with, unless you're trying to make money off of sick children, I guess, at the hospital. You know, it's and they bring up the trouble that Martin Luther stirred up with the Reformation, and that basically, you know, stuck a knife. Jules is in what? Down, that mini brain ball company who Project got mixed in India is across the street here. I don't understand what that is. I don't.
Jules is she's stabilized. She's doing okay. I talked to her. Well,
you did?
Well, I didn't, not personally, but through Skype.
Okay.
And she's battling, but she's not losing.
Well, we should all get down to
her. I listened to her show for a bit today, but I believe it was a rerun, so I know she's not active on air.
No, but it looks like she's in the chat here now. We should all go down to... Where is she? Buffalo?
She's in Buffalo.
What?
She's in chat?
Well, it's Jules Stan, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, she just popped in here.
Her chat. Where do you see her in chat?
I see her right there.
Oh, all right. Well, I don't.
I'm in the lobby chat.
Oh, I'm in the special one.
I know. I never had. But no, okay. So she seems okay. She's writing in red, so that's a good sign. But all of this garbage has got But anyways, oh yeah, what I was saying is the Reformation. When you go and you look at the trouble that Martin Luther kicked up in the Reformation, when he figured out just how criminal Rome and the Catholic Church were, and they banned these guys from, that's what really, put it to Rome way back when, and they don't forget. And so they've risen again. So the same garbage that Martin Luther described when he was in Rome is the same garbage that's going on now. It's worse now, maybe, right? Martin Luther mentioned seeing little naked boys jumping out of birthday cakes in Rome. Whenever they wanted more money, they just made another sin tax, which you have a sin card. And attaches to all their legislature, which are your sin taxes, and now we have the re-rise of pedophilia and whatnot. So what we really need to do here is kick up Reformation 2 and kick these clowns back where they belong again, some dark deep hole. That's all we're up against, right? And, I was talking to this kid last night who, he's not a kid anymore. He'll be 35 or more. But I didn't recognize him. He rolled in on a bicycle or something. He says, "Hey, Ron, how's it going?" I'm going, "Who are you?" Right? And he tells me, and he says, "We used to go out to the cottage all the time, me and Blaine, my nephew." "Oh, yeah, yeah, okay." You were like 12 at the time. And, he was talking to his mother, and his mother's all ticked off about what's going on, right? With these parades and that. And, he says to me, "My mom," I said, "Yeah, I think I renovated her house." And he goes, "Yeah." And she just says, this whole thing is satanic. Well, it is. It's the rise of Rome again and the Roman Catholic Church. And they got to get stomped into the ground. And if you're Roman Catholic and you don't like what I'm saying, well, sorry. Read something, right? These ain't nice people. And so they took over England, and they took England back. And the Anglican Church is a Catholic Church. It's supposed to be a Christian church. Well, there's nothing Christian about that. Roman Catholic Church or Rome, or you wouldn't have all these pedophiles running around. And we need to. I'm thinking what I'm going to do. I'm going to try this out. I'm going to go and I'm going to get all that thing that Martin Luther pinned on the church door, or the Vatican, or wherever the hell he pinned it. His problems he was having with the church, and I'm going to go and get it, and I'm going to print it out, and I'm going to tack it on the doors of some of the churches around town. Because I know the Anglican Church is Catholic, and I know the Lutheran Church is Catholic, and I know the Presbyterian Church is Catholic. In fact, all of them are pushing the agenda now. So I'm gonna tack this on their doors, and see what kind of response I get. Because I think this is what we need to do. We need to take it to them instead of sitting back like a bunch of losers, consenting to what's going on through our silence, which has to stop. Let's see. I'm just trying to read some of what Jules is putting in here.
You're just chatting, I think.
Yeah, I see that, but that's okay. I'm just glad she's chatting.
Yes, yes.
Like my wife said to me, if you can't go in the hospital because they will never let you back out again. Well, I was banned from the hospital.
That's why I don't have an OHIP card.
Well, I don't, actually. They banned me from the hospital for a year for simply asking the question. God, they hate questions, eh? I was talking to this young girl about, she was in high school. I think she was around 17 or so. And I said to her last night, I said, do you believe what your teachers tell you? Well, some of it, she says. I said, you believe some of it? And I says, what about, let's say now, would you believe that global warming climate change is real? And she looked at me and went, well, of course, right? And I go, not. She kind of looked at me like I had three heads, right? Like, what do you mean? But you think about this to me, that was perfect last night, because this girl's about 17 years old, which means she was born in 2000. Okay? And I think the biggest problem we have is we don't get this connection. We have our memories, right? So we can rely on the past memories we got. But here's a kid that's 17 years old now, who was born in 2000, who came in to school after all of this nonsense was being pushed, and has no clue, right? That kid came into school in 2000 as a 4 or 5 year old, and has had all this junk shoved in her head ever since, and she has nothing to back it up, right? She has nothing whatsoever to bounce around on whether it's real or not. They just accept it. And that's pretty scary stuff. That's why I keep saying we've got to get the young people. So you mentioned one time that your son's friend might come on the show sometime. I would really like get him on the show, because he's what, 16, 17 years old or whatever?
15.
Oh, he's only 15, all the better. I'll give him that video of that I filmed that young girl in 2008, maybe, somewhere in there, maybe 2010. She was only 14, I think, when she first did her research. She just turned 15 when I filmed her. And she tore the whole new global warming thing a new one. And, I asked her how it was in school having done that. And she said, not pleasant. The other students actually crossed the hall when they see her coming. Because the teachers are saying, that she's nuts. But she stuck to her guns. I'd like to run into her again. So I would. I want to see if I can't, here's what I'm looking for. See if I can't find this video before we run out of time here. That's not what I want. Okay, this is what I want. I just want to see if I can find this one video. I may not have time to dig it out of here. A video shot in, or maybe it's not even on this particular thing. A video was shot back in 2008, I think, on July the 4th. And I'd really like to stick that in, you know, just to, let's see, stick it in there so people can enjoy this little thing we put together for July the 4th. I'm not sure if it's even in here. I'd like a perfect day. That ain't it. Anyways, I took a bunch of pictures, and it was absolutely freaking brutal. And it was July the 4th. And the chemtrails were just absolutely friggin' wild. I may not have it in this group of videos. Maybe I'll use, I hope I can find it before we go fair. I mean, it would be a nice time to put it out there because chemtrails over Ontario, Canada. I guess I don't have it in here. Damn. I got an awful pile of chemtrail videos we shot back around 2008. But, and then we just quit shooting them because what's the point? We were getting hammered so hard back then, it was nuts. But I don't see that particular video in here. It's too bad, too, because it was a good one. Too bad. September the 12th. No, I guess we don't have it. Merry Christmas, chemtrails. Wreck a perfect day. I must not have that. It must be on a different computer.
Yeah, what I find sucks is if you don't download something and put a label on it, it can disappear on you.
Yeah, no doubt.
YouTube has a good habit of doing that with me.
Yeah, YouTube does, yeah. But, anyways, I don't know what happened to it. It's somewhere, but I haven't done a video for so long. We used to put videos up fairly often, but you know, when we first started putting videos up, we're getting lots of hits on them, and then after a while, it's like the hits on my blog went in the toilet, my hits on YouTube went in the toilet. And people tell me, so, well, don't worry about that. Just keep plugging away because they're just messing with the numbers, right? So I don't know if they are or they aren't, but it's amazing.
Oh, sure. Yeah, there's guys on hold.
Oh, I hear music. We got to go, Chris.
Let's do chat, and anyone knows how to send those coding things to look up.
Selling lies and buying time, killing people next in line, lower class and social slime, they don't matter, genocide, sick from water, sick from air, making money, they don't care, Caesar shit, force of air, fuck them back, it's only for they more, they shoot you.